Oh, everyone, you're on Rally Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney. Hi, my favourite time, mailbag. Got so much in the mailbag, I can't read it all, but let me do my best and I'll just take the highlights. I'm sorry I can't get to everyone. I read my mailbag before coming on here and it moved me to tears. When you hear these, you'll know why. Remember, we talked about them quizzing my daughter at school about taking drugs and having sex. Thanks, she's 13. Thanks so much for bringing this to parents' attention. I wonder how many kids tell their parents. Disgusting. And completely and utterly unnecessary from Cheryl. This sounds like grooming outfit to solicit children for the sex industry and also to hold over parents the fact that they may be having marital issues. This is overreach and also, in my view, possibly illegal. From our great friend, all of our friend, Mike from Foxton. I listened to your experiences at Wakatipu High School with extreme interest. You're fighting for openness and decency on behalf of all children, parents, and grandparents, such as myself. From Jeremy. Your reflections this week moved me to tears. Here's why: my partner and I chose to bring up our children device-free until they were teenagers. Your reflections on your summer reminded me that we did okay as parents, playing board games every night, reading, etc. When many thought us weirdos, however, I feel a bit bad now that they're teenagers, like we have let things go in that area, but have the issue is social connections. It's hard, isn't it, Libby? So hard. Oh, if we don't save our children, we're going to wipe ourselves out. We must have boys and girls. There's a race growing very strong in this world. They do not kill their little ones, they fill them with hate. Do your search, open your eyes. We're in trouble in New Zealand and around the world, Jan. What a delight your critiquing of Christopher Luxon was. The man is clearly out of his depth and competency to be leading the country. From John. You're not wrong, Rodney, and I agree. Luxon is toast if the Nats are reading the room, and that's the issue. Luxon fails to read the room. From Alvin. Let our children play and laugh once more. They're not happy. God destroying Sodom and Gomorrah over this. We're heading for disaster. Good job, Rodney. Yes, Luxon is toast. I totally agree that Mr. Luxon is finished. I'm horrified to hear this about Chris Luxon. From Jane. Remember, we had Andrew Bider from the Hamilton City Council. It was so encouraging to hear someone stepping up to tackle the problems with the Hamilton City Council. From Anne, yes, it was indeed. And Dave Barker, remember, holding councils to account. We loved this interview with David Baker and shared it amongst our friends. It is so relevant for all of us who are fighting the good fight with our local councils. Shelley, very popular interview, that one. Oh, and we had Alana Savage helping me lose weight. Thank you, Rodney, for being who you are. Love your approach to interviews. This one was out of the box. Oh, that's so kind. Congratulations to achieving weight loss, Shelley. Great interview with Alana, Rodney. Good on you. From Jackie. Whoa, I wonder if it would help chronic fatigue. I think it would. From Robin. And then Derek, he corrected me on the keto diet. Bit complicated, but no doubt he's right. Thank you, Derek. Don Brash, oh, people loved that talk. Another great talk, an eye-opener. That was from Chris from Mike's Town. We know Chris. Great interview with Don Brash from Julie. It clarifies the situation we find ourselves in. Thank you, Julie. Hi, Rodney, you're doing a fine job, but 140,000 supporters of Hobson Pledge is nowhere near enough. You, me, Don, we're all peeing in the wind. From Peter. Ah, it's a start. It's always a start. Great interview with Don Brash, Rodney. I don't think Luxon is a coward or needs to grow up here. I think he's just serving different masters other than New Zealand public. Yes, Derek, I think you might be right. Rodney, as a Christian, I hope you'll one day touch the subject of killing of Christians in Africa. I know. Unbelievable. And it just goes unmentioned. It is unbelievable how unmentioned it is. A, that it's happening, and B, that no one talks about it, including me. The last week when 70 churchgoers were beheaded in the Congo. The legacy media totally avoids this news, probably as not to offend Islamic supporters and Muslims in general. I would love to hear your thoughts, Anne Marie. We saw that, didn't we, with Bob McCoskrie. Stuff. Did a cartoon mocking Christians. And he asked them, why wouldn't they do a cartoon mocking Allah? And they said they wouldn't because of Charlie Hebdo, because the Muslims will attack them and the Christians won't, so they can make jokes. Dreadful, dreadful, dreadful. Fight, fight, fight. Good stuff, Rodney. You're right on the money. And among the very few who can take the attack to the disgraceful perpetrators of this tyranny. Keep up the good work and thank you, Michael. Yes, Brian Tamaki is doing the work I expected the government to do, so good on him. Totally disappointed in Luxon's please all, please nobody approach. Isn't there a verse in the Bible about being neither hot nor cold and being spewed out of God's mouth? I could be wrong. Luxon would know that, being the devout Christian he is from Neville. I've just listened to you talk about what RCR means to you and about your screen-free family summer. I feel so warm and encouraged by your words and by RCR as a whole. I'm a Kiwi living in Sydney with many lovely friends, but only two who are like-minded. I do feel strength and a sense of unity after listening to you. I love that RCR is happy to have people on that differ in opinions. Thank you for all you contribute. Kindly, Nicola. Hi, Rodney. RCR means strength to me. It gives me strength knowing there are many others like me. RCR gives me strength and knowledge to speak out. You guys rock. So already reading these, I was starting to tear up with the heartfelt thanks and feeling, and then this one. RCR has given me hope. And hope is not a tiny word. I am badly vaccine injured and live with the chronic pain each day. Whatever is in that shot is evil. Say thank you. I don't know how much longer my body will function. I'm scared. But thank you so much. RCR is the voice of New Zealand. And Jacinda tried to kill us. So that is where RCR has cut in. Well, so many of us live with our stupid and bloody choice of team of 5 million and rolled up our sleeves to the most awful injection. Thank you, Rodney. Please don't stop. We need RCR, and I'm so proud of you all. This is New Zealand. Hope is all we have. And against the most awful evil and incompetent mainstream media, and the left political parties. Why? And how have they got this power? USAID and emotive political people? Jacinda, Chloe, TPM from Fiona. Thank you, Fiona. Know that amongst all of us, we will move by you. Don't beat yourself up for taking the jab. And amongst every R, I'm sure I speak on behalf of every RCR listener. We love you and we support you. And those of us that pray will pray for you. God, please give you strength. Ooh. Took the jab, badly injured. Rodney, thank you for your insightful views. I always like to tune in. You don't disappoint. Bless you for being there for Mary H. Thanks, Rodney. I love that you are happy to share your ponderings and positivity. Keep on being you, from Lindley. And Fiona, we bless you. We truly do. Thank you for listening. Thank you for your support. Please keep in contact. You're on RCR, Reality Check Radio, Real Talk with Rodney Hyde. Please send me a text at 2057, inbox at realitycheck.radio. We're not just a radio station, are we? We're a community, a very, very strong community. A very united community, many different views, many different outlooks, but united and strong. and we're going to support each other through thick and thin. So you're not alone, Fiona. You got each and every one of us.